This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath has said that India's aspiration is to expand its contribution to global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years. Delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers in Akashvani's Rang Bhavan, New Delhi today, Dr. Somnath said that currently India's contribution to global space economy is just 2% and the country wants to expand it. Our correspondent reports that the ISRO chief emphasized the need for increased collaboration from more stakeholders engaged in the space sector. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life to rural areas. Addressing the convocation ceremony of the University of Health Sciences and Ayush located at Nava Raipur, the president said that states like Chhattisgarh have inexhaustible reserves of herbs. Early in the day, President Murmu attended the convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through a natural lifestyle. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. India slammed Pakistan for raising the Kashmir issue at a United Nations Security Council UNSC debate, calling it despicable and a mischievous provocation based on its tested tactic of spreading misinformation. During the UNSC debate on women building peace and changing environment, India's permanent representative to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, delivered a strong right of reply against Pakistan. He criticized Pakistan's attempt to bring up Jammu and Kashmir at the forum, accusing it of political propaganda in an inappropriate setting. India has expressed deep concern about the escalating situation in West Asia and its ramifications for peace and stability in the region and beyond. New Delhi reiterated its call to all concerned to exercise restraint and return to the path of dialogue and diplomacy. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the ongoing hostilities are to nobody's benefit, even as innocent hostages and civilian populations continue to suffer. It added that Indian missions in the region are in contact with the Indian community. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 113 runs in the second test in Pune this afternoon. With this victory, the visitors have clinched the three-match series. Chasing a target of 359 runs set by New Zealand, India were all out for 245 in their second innings on day three. India beat New Zealand 3-2 in a thrilling shootout to secure the bronze medal at the Sultan of Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey Tournament today in Malaysia. After the match ended in a 2-2 stalemate in regulation time, Indian goalkeeper Bikramjeet Singh held his nerve to make three excellent saves, while strikers Gurjot Singh, Manmeet Singh and Saurabh Anand Kushwaha scored in the tense shootout. The centre today appreciated the efforts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi in reducing the cases of paddy stubble burning and advised them to work towards Mission Zero Burning. An interministerial meeting to address the issues of crop residue management was co-chaired by Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav in New Delhi. During the meeting, the ministers from the state governments informed about the actions they are taking to prevent paddy stubble burning. The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board CPCB. The CPCB has reported an air quality index AQI of 283 in the national capital at 8 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.